You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. The following program may contain adult themes, discussion, and content that some people may find offensive. If you consider yourself likely to be offended, then perhaps you'd like to tune to another frequency for the next hour. If you have any feedback or would like to see information about our other shows, please go online to radioreverb.com.
Hey, happy Christmas!
Hey, hello everybody!
Yes, we're in the studio. It's just to let our listeners know. I've still got a squeaky chair.
You've still got a squeaky one.
Yeah.
But we're all in the studio. We're going to do things differently today, aren't we? So yeah. Just for our Christmas New Year special.
Yes.
So I hope you're all okay. Thanks for tuning in. How is everyone? Well, let's go round robin.
Ooh.
Stephen, you've come all the way down from London.
So. I've come from London, yeah, but it's nice to be here in the studio. We don't get to do it very often, do we, to be all together, so it's nice.
Yeah.
I am well. I am very tired. There's been a lot going on recently.
You've been very busy
on the radio and the TV and things. I am good. And looking forward to a relaxing Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. It's all build up to have a chill time, isn't it?
Yeah.
And for, who shall say, Sue.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice just to have the gang, more or less the whole gang.
Yeah, we've got Tony or Philip as well.
Yeah, our new guest presenter, yes. But no, it's lovely to sort of be in the flesh all together for our Christmassy show. I'm just starting to sort of starting to relax coming from work and just starting to relax and getting some present buying, which I'm finding incredibly challenging, but hey ho. But no, it's nice to be here with everybody on this Christmas.
Yeah, likewise. I don't think I've seen the studio so full, actually. There's four of us. I mean, it's a tiny little studio, isn't it?
But yes.
It's nice to be here, like I say. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling quite Christmassy at the moment. So
You've got your Christmas jumper on.
I have indeed my Star Wars Christmas jumper with Star as the centrepiece. Mm. I don't know if I'm going to be the dark side or light side today. We'll find out later in the show.
A bit of both.
And then I've just had a birthday, which is lovely.
Yes.
So I'm a Christmas sort of baby, and I've got my dad's birthday in a couple of days' time.
Oh.
And then it's Christmas, so it's a busy week.
Yeah.
Or family time, but it's nice. Mm. It's nice.
It's all build up.
Good.
It,
what about you, Josh?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yeah. I'm the usual. I got on the bus today, so it's a bit winding up a little bit.
You got a bit stressed out.
I'm trying to calm myself down. I've journeyed from Peacehaven to the bus. But yeah. It's just sometimes things happen in more than threes, but just to wind you up.
To challenge you is the
thing,
I think,
and then they went to the toilet in this open studio and it was full and it was a queue.
Anyway,
I won't digress. Because I'm going to go talk about my bottom.
Again.
It's got to make every episode, isn't
every
it?
Every episode, yeah.
Yes. So shall we have a song? We're going to do a few Christmas songs, aren't we? So,
yes.
Who's chosen this one? It's Cher's new one.
Ooh, so yeah. I kind of chose two, didn't I? Cher was one of mine, so just thought it's a nice Christmassy vibe to get us going.
Mm. Yes, so we'll see you on the other side. It's Cher's, what's it called? DJ Player Christmas Song.
You're listening to the HIV Hour, which is broadcast every first and third Thursdays at 7 p.m. on 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area and on DAB Plus Radio. Check out our social media pages. Just search for HIV Hour and also search HIV Hour in your favourite podcast platform.
Well done, David.
Well done, yeah.
So, that song's all right, isn't it?
We were all dancing. Come on.
We were all waving
our arms when that was on.
We were having a party.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. Let's move on. So it's like a reflection show, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we go around the room and your reflections on what you've done and how it's been through the HIV community and projects and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first? Shall we?
David.
All right. So some of the most memorable moments for me this year has been the Zero HIV Stigma Day,
which
took place on was it the 21st of July? So that's the first time globally it's ever been done. But it was in a complete contrast to World AIDS Day, which is also a great opportunity to raise public awareness about HIV in general. The Stigma Day, I think, sort of raised awareness. It was less commemorative and more looking forward to the future for those that are living with HIV today.
Yeah.
I think the act of commemoration in World AIDS Day is very important still, but to try and stamp out stigma. And THG had a fantastic campaign in Scotland about HIV stigma is more dangerous than HIV. So, you know, it was lovely in Brighton. So we had the big square, Jubilee Square, outside the big library. And we were all present, weren't we?
So a nice book.
It was just nice to have all so many people living with HIV being visibly living with HIV in public.
And having the pictures at your...
Yes, yeah, we had the More Than HIV exhibition in the library.
In the library,
And then and World AIDS Day, we had that in the brand new hospital building. And we gave over 1,000 red ribbons away on World AIDS Day. So at least 1,000 people sort of saw the portraits. And some people wanted to know when they're going to be exhibited again and know more about it. So, So we were all here on Stigma Day, weren't we?
Yes, we were. I think it was really good because it was the first one, wasn't it? So, I think it's good to do it and then to see what works and what doesn't work and how. Just to be visible as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it set a precedent for next year because I think we can build on what we've done this year. We can definitely build on, and we're already thinking about, okay, so how can we reach out to more people? How can we get more people on that platform? And so there's conversations, as you know, David, within the Stigma group, that there are things, there's conversations started already, what we can do better. To get more people, to get more widespread of a very important day. So watch the space. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, already I think we can safely announce that Brighton and Hove City Council have announced that they will be sort of helping to support grant.
And that's crucial, isn't it? Because we can't do some of these things without local government support. It's as simple as that. So it's building confidence, building relationships within people in our towns and cities to help us reach the aims of what we want to do within the HIV.
Ending AIDS.
By 2030. So, that would be... I'm looking forward to... Not that we're rushing the year away, but...
Yeah.
Something to aim at, isn't it? Steve, do they have a stigma day in London?
The Joyful Noise Choir performed. We did it the day before, we sang and we had celebration of Winnie. I can't remember Winnie's second name, but big HIV advocate. And it was great. It was great again to see something new, to see something that had not been done before, and to see just a kind of, because World AIDS Day has got a very I think it has a kind of different vibe than HIV Stigma Day, and both of them were wonderful, but it was just great to have something new and see, okay, this is about really the future of living with HIV.
It almost felt like an HIV pride in a way. Just the fact that there were so many people there together sharing
and
that
out
experience.
And proud.
Not being afraid.
Not just people living with HIV, but people, our allies as
supporters.
I think it's again, and also for the public who were walking past as well. I was there, people were looking. So it's trying to get that kind of attention, isn't it?
Yeah, get the word out.
More out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sue, have you Stigma Day? What's been influential?
Yeah, I mean,
for you
when we sort of try and reflect, I mean, there's been so much going on within HIV in general, with not necessarily the individual organisations, but as a country and as a world in itself. I mean, obviously, there's been lots of stuff going on in Brighton. There's been lots of stuff going on in London, and obviously, we have. And I'm going to mention the Terence Higgins Trust, but I know that all of the HIV organisations have done massive stuff, and you might be able to touch on that within London with the NIT and all the things that you've been involved in London. But, I've done some, I always say last year, okay, I'm going to have not such a busier year. I want to sort of try and cut back and sort of focus on still within HIV, but other things. But, you know, one campaign comes on and I get on board, you know, because it's just, it's like, dare I say, not an addiction or a joke, but, you know, because when I see injustice, when I see stats that come out, and this is a great a stat that is really surprising a lot of people at the moment. And the first time, Josh, in a decade, we have the biggest rise in people being diagnosed with HIV in the heterosexual community. And we're talking 58%.
Yeah. Right.
Not only that, but in the over 50s. Yeah. Now, that is really telling us something quite important.
Yeah.
Now, and if we also look in within the gay and bisexual people, we're now seeing a decline. A slight decline. So, and we've always known, haven't we? We've always known that gay and bisexual people have always been renowned for checking, going for health checks. And it's like Shakira, you know, the hips don't lie. The stats certainly do not lie. They don't.
No, they don't.
And because of what happened, and you mentioned the stigma campaign, the Scottish stigma campaign, because of that and because of the new stats that come out quite after that, the BBC got in contact with the Terence Higgins Trust. They wanted to do a piece on not just stigma, but heterosexual people over a certain age being diagnosed with HIV. And of course, well, that was a beacon for me, wasn't it? There's me saying I wasn't going to do too much this year.
I've heard you say that a few times. So.
Yeah, I know. But I thought, well, hang on, this is what I've been shouting and screaming about for years. Yeah. This should be a focus. So obviously, it was a great collaboration with the Terence Higgins Trust. And I was honoured and proud to do an interview with James Farrar. James Farrar was, he plays the actor Zach in the EastEnders storyline, where he was the heterosexual guy. You maybe remember, listeners, in the summer, I think it was, he was the heterosexual guy that got diagnosed with HIV through sharing, it wasn't a drug injected needle, it was this, steroids, it was steroid needles. And it really brought that storyline, and we consulted with the storyline, the Terence Higgins Trust. So I went to Birmingham and I met James Farrar, who the chosen to do my interview, which was just so key. And I tell you what, he is so, I mean, he's gorgeous, obviously, and he is so tall. I felt like a very short person, and I had my high boots on then, David. And I thought, and I had my, I bought a new blouse for it, and I don't do nothing. And he was an absolute dream. But you know, he's, you know, off camera we were talking about, you know, he's got a 2-year-old daughter, which I didn't know he's married, and he was talking about, you know, the Northeast because he detected my accent, and the reason I'm saying that, he was just a normal guy. And the conversation we had about, you know, and that got shown on World AIDS Day, David. I'm so proud, you know, because heterosexual people, and of course it's my bag, isn't it? You know, and anything that, so I mean, that has sort of touched me. One of the I mean, I've done some great things with other charities this year, but
That sticks out
because, you know, we need to, I've been screaming for years, you know, we need to have a more focus, or a bigger focus, let me just say, on heterosexual, because, like I say, the stats don't lie.
So I was going to say, how do you do that then? Just keep talking about it.
Exactly. You carry on the conversation. Yeah. You're getting out those messages, and you know that the BBC came to us. We didn't go to them, right? And this is a prime time television program after BBC News in the morning on the 1st of December, and you know, lots of people want to do stuff to commemorate. And I don't know about you guys, but I thought there was quite a lot of coverage this year.
There was more coverage than previous years.
That's what I thought.
There was lots of stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What do you think, Steve?
I'm not sure. I just kind of feel as if, because we're so involved in it, it just always seems to be, you know, in our world. I kind of feel as if I eat, sleep and breathe, you know, HIV and stories and that kind of thing often. But it's great. But it was great to know that there was a soap opera like EastEnders that was having a storyline. Mm-hmm. And also, I knew, Sue, you told me that they'd come to speak with Terence Higgins Trust. So I knew it was going to be done well, it was a real great thing to see.
Yeah. Well, if you go back a long time, if you go back to a decade more, maybe 20 years, there was a character called Mark Fowler.
Yes. Well, remember,
played by
Tom
Carty, just went off on his motorbike because he didn't know quite how to continue the HIV journey of that character.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to see, because I've watched a few because they play old EastEnders. It's interesting how they dealt with it then, and then watching, obviously, EastEnders. Mm-hmm. And also Emmerdale did it, didn't they?
They had a female character, an older woman, actually, and I did take part in some of that as well.
Yeah.
Which is its main thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we come back? We'll play a song and then we'll come back with me, Stephen, and my thoughts. So we're going to do your song, Sue.
It's one of my, and we had a bit of a hesitation. Well, I had a bit of a hesitation. This takes me back many, many years as a young girl. Not that I'm not.
It was just
now,
yesterday, Sue. Just
younger. it's called Happy Christmas, War is Over. I mean, John Lennon, I mean, iconic. And it is an iconic song. And, you know, we can look at that in so many different ways. Look, we all want war to be over, don't we, guys?
Definitely.
In every shape or form.
Yeah.
Mm. Whether it's the fight against stigma, fight against anything, you know. So, yeah, so you're waiting to play it, aren't you, John?
Like, shut up, Sue.
This is John Lennon.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM and our Christmas show. So we are going over to me now to talk about highlights for the last year. And one that I have to say that was to do with the show was getting to speak to Neil Bartlett.
David, you and I got to speak to such
a nice man, and somebody that had been in the business, obviously, because my background is acting. You know, it was so interesting to get to speak to him and hear what he was doing with Blue, the Derek Jarman play, and it was so that was a real highlight for me. But also for me this year, I think to be able to talk so much about sexual assault, which is not something that is a happy subject, but just something about spiking and about my HIV story. And I always think that how you got HIV is nobody's business, but I feel that I have to tell my story because it happens to so many people. So just being able to know that the law is currently being changed, politicians are talking about it, and it feels like a bit of it definitely feels like a win to have been able to do that. And I've been on quite a few. Been on GB News this week, been on ITV News, been on Channel 4 News, I'm doing a radio show tomorrow morning, so there's been a lot, and it's a lot. It's a lot to keep going back to it, but it also amazes me the amount of messages that I've had from people saying, "I know what you know. I've experienced the same." So although it's not the best subject, it's also something that I'm actually very proud of.
Very quickly said, didn't we, Steve? And I meant it in the best possible taste. Mm-hmm. It's the spiking season.
Exactly.
Was that all right to say that?
You know, Christmas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you're out with the girls. Mm. You're out with the nut for a night out. Yeah. You know, all these kind of things. You're out having fun. You know, you're not thinking about these things. So just be aware. Have fun, but be aware, and be aware for yourself, and also be aware for your mates as well, because it's always worth, you know, just keeping an eye on drinks when people are going to the toilets or dancing or, you know, doing the Highland Fling and those kind of things, you know.
So. Well, you've seen me.
exactly, Josh.
Where were you when I was doing that?
Doing the Gay Gordon.
I love the Gay Gordon.
What about you? What's been your...
So I've just been thinking, because I'm on the injectables, so I think that was my my posterior. Yeah. I think that was the main thing. Just talking about that, doing something that's kind of innovative, and to just share with the listeners that my journey with it. And you know, I'm fine. I'm done really well. I'm undetectable and living a healthy life on the injectables. It's worth looking into if you're thinking about it. I know a lot of people have thought about it. You know, as an advocate of that, I recommend it if obviously the criteria is right for you, because the criteria is quite strong at the moment. So
And you've spoken about it quite publicly in quite a few places.
That's another thing.
You,
I mean, Vive Healthcare. And so I've gone to the Beaver Conference, which was in Newcastle, and talked about my posterior. And I've been to Bristol to talk about my posterior.
Your posterior gets around.
Idea of your bottom, Josh.
Yeah, it's going around, isn't it?
That yeah.
And don't forget the CPAC study. Was that this year?
Oh yeah, yes? The CPAC study. Yeah, we've done quite a lot. Yeah,
the screening tool for anal cancer.
Yes,
and it's all worthwhile because I was clearing, I think, the same day.
Yeah,
But it got somebody, one of our listeners, to go on to the study, didn't it?
Yes.
So that's good. And also, the other thing I was going to say was the drag queen for a day. Done by Sussex Beacon and Alan Spink and the crew up there, which was really good. And I recommend anyone who's interested in just having a laugh and getting dressed up and just. I think they're going to do it again, I think, this year. I think we'll get Alan on and the team next year. But that was brilliant because that was just such
fun. Do you think that'd ever come to London, Josh?
I think it's just because the first one, I think they're kind of looking at the options, I think.
Yeah.
But I want to get involved with it again. Mm. I wouldn't mind doing it. Like, not doing it, but being part of the next. Would anybody else do it in this?
Could I just add on to that? I know I'm going to make you laugh, and the listeners are probably going to fall off their seat in a minute. But I learned something this year.
Oh.
I know. It's not often I do.
Tell us.
I learned what a drag king was.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah.
I mean, I know you're laughing. I know. But I didn't know. I thought, what is a drag king?
And how did you find out that?
Well, we went to the Pink News Awards, didn't we, Stephen?
Oh yeah.
And Stephen educated me, and I went, so that was very. You know, I get to learn something new.
Yeah.
All the time, and
so for listeners that don't know, what's a drag queen?
It's a woman that dresses up as a man. Is that correct?
Or
Have I got that right?
Yeah.
Have I got that right? Yeah, but it's all very sort of theatrical.
Yeah.
It's not just putting a suit on.
No,
it's drag. It's drag, isn't it?
Yes, it sort of really emphasises the hair colour and the.
But I think that's what's happened with drag now, isn't it? It's kind of, if you ever watch Drag Race, it's becoming more fluid, isn't it? Gender, you know.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. There's trans men doing
lot, drag. Yeah, a lot of trans. Drag.
That's right.
So it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there was a woman doing drag in the Drag Queen for a Day, wasn't there?
Yes, she was my Heather Duster.
Right. She was your mentor.
She was my mentor. So we'll get a mentor. What happens is you get a mentor, and then you have it's a 3-day workshop. You just learn what you know. There's lots of clothes and makeup. And you just try what's good for you, and you talk to your mentor. There was there's videos with people talking to you. Who was talking to? Oh, it was Miss Jason. So she was just saying how she was her story and that. So it's good. And then we ended up on the last day just doing a little show. Well, it wasn't even a show, just getting up onto the stage that you've actually done that. So some people might find that difficult. So just to get on there.
Like a celebration, I imagine. That,
It wasn't doing a routine or anything. It was just to stand up and as you, whatever you've decided to wear and celebrate that. And everyone it was such a great atmosphere and everyone was so nice. All the mentors, the drag queen mentors. Shout out to them because I think they're going to do another one next year.
Brilliant.
So we'll keep you posted.
Good.
Mm. Yes. So anything else you want to express?
Briefly touched on the people we've had on the show, haven't we? Mm. So Stephen mentioned Neil Bartlett, and we've had some wonderful people from the local charity. So we've had Gary Pargeter from Lunch Positive. We've had Alan and Lucy on to talk about the Sussex Beacon and the drag queen thing. Anybody that's else come to mind that you're memorable from the year?
Did you have? Was it this year, Sue, that you spoke to Jill? Jill
Oh yes, that was last year. But I mean, we've had some wonderful people coming on telling their lived experience, and many people who are my speakers within my project I work with, they've come on and boldly spoken about. There was one particular, I believe you met Mark, didn't you? He's been living with HIV for over 40 years.
That's right, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, you spoke about him.
I mean, very interesting guy.
I'm very passionate about sort of care for people, older people living with
exactly.
HIV.
Exactly.
And it's not the famous people that, no. that are necessarily memorable, is it? It's those people with lived experiences.
Real
it's
the people. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, dare I say, ordinary people that are just getting on with their lives and being examples to everybody else. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I think it's difficult to remember everyone because we've had a lot of people, haven't we? So, I think we mentioned Pank that.
Pank, who was doing a May, who was representing the work we do in prisons in the UK, just absolutely an amazing. I know he has been on, and I think we made reference to him on our last show, didn't we, Josh? Because when we were reading about some of the prison services in some other parts of the world, and we sort of made reference to what's going on in the UK. I mean, he is, you know. I remember someone saying to me once, I think I mentioned it on the last show, someone said to me once, oh, yeah, you're doing well, but why are you bothering in prisons? And I said, well, hang on a second, you know, we're talking about equal rights. Regardless, we want to get that information out to every single person. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter whether you're in prison, those people are going to come out of prison. Mm-hmm. So haven't they got a right and, you know, to have education on how to look after their sexual
health. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, that was quite alarming.
And if we want to get to the 2030 goal of no new
child,
you know, we need to be educating everybody, don't we? You know, it's not, you know, we can't be forgetting
we're
about
not
prisons.
Who we're
or,
educate.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to be honest about and have open conversations. You know, I mean, drug use does happen in prisons and outside of prisons.
Yes.
You know, sexual activity happens
it does.
In the general population and in the prison population.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Not pushing it under the carpet, is it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get it
exactly.
out.
Yeah.
Get it out from the carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what I'm talking about. It is Christmas. Put the sherry down. The sherry. Do you have a song? You wanted Michael Bublé, didn't you, David?
Oh.
Yes.
Do you have that?
Bublé.
It's
Mr.
beginning
Bublé.
To look a lot like...
Oh, I love this song.
I was going to supermarket, but I want to...
Can I sing along?
Yes.
No. You know, I'll sing along when you're
gone. Yeah, when you're gone.
HIVR is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the HIV Hour. So if you want to get in touch with us, we always love hearing from you, and you can contact us on hivhour@gmail.com, and you can also check our social pages there, Twitter and Instagram at HIV_hour, and you can join our Facebook page at HIV Hour Reverb.
Brilliant, well done.
That's okay.
I mean, that piece of paper is getting more crumpled every
passed around
time.
Over, the, over the last
you,
year.
What's that thing where you put it through plastic and it goes
laminated?
Hard? Laminated. That's it.
I think that's what you call it. So.
Moving on.
Very quick. Yeah. So Michael Bublé. Yeah.
David's favourite.
You were singing along. I wanted to.
In harmony there with him.
Yeah.
You in harmony.
You secretly put the mic up at the end for me.
I was going to do that.
It was difficult to see who was Mr. Bublé on that one.
I didn't see him in Hyde Park quite a while ago when he came out of he went into retirement a little bit, didn't he? When his son had cancer, and he did Hyde Park, his first performance back out, and his son was on the stage. It was fantastic.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Anyway,
that's nice. Yeah. So the future next year, 2024 is looming.
Looming.
Come along. What's your thoughts of next year? What do you want to happen?
Well, I think we've already started on one of the things, haven't we? We're sort of not necessarily advertising, but we're asking, and this is maybe a shout out for some of our listeners. We're talking about having some guest presenters on the show for next year. So, and we've always David. David's already sitting here. Philip, who done an interview last on the last show, and he will be coming up with some cracking interviews we've got planned for him to do. I suppose an invitation for anyone that's listening. Do you want to come and join? Do you want to come and sit in the studio, or come down to wherever you are from to the show? Maybe one to something a month and do some guest presenting, David.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so we get different flavours and different sort of attributes from people. Just to make a. I mean, we're all brilliant. We know, but we know.
And modest.
We know there's some maybe other people out there that want to be part of this.
Yeah.
You can hear and feel how exciting it is on how we love doing what we're doing.
Well, people love telling us that they like to hear the stories of people living in HIV, and you learn a lot from other people's lived experience. Uh-huh. So to have guest presenters, I think it's a wonderful idea.
So that's not a full commitment, or every other week you've got to come down to the show. No, we're saying once a month, once every six
months,
whatever suits you, and fit it in with whatever you're doing, and just be part of the community,
Lots of people, totally lost what I was going to say. Anyway, say something, carry on.
We're a community show, aren't we? So it's lovely to have representatives from all the communities that are affected by HIV.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Great minds think alike.
Because we want diversity, don't we? And having different, how people live with and manage their HIV in different manner, in groups. So, anything else, Stephen?
Well, people's stories are what...
Yes.
What keep our show going, it's what we work at, being able to tell people's stories. Getting in touch with us, even if you don't want to come on and be a guest presenter, but if you want to share your story, that's what helps our listeners. That's what people that are sitting at home thinking, they feel on alone or feel that they're the only one going through it. Mm-hmm. To hear your story might be that one story that makes that difference for them. We're just putting it out there if you're interested.
HIVHour@gmail.com is the email. I was going to say, this goes on from last year. We have a great sponsor.
Yes.
It's going to come on the show, but we keep just timings don't match up. Flash from...
Jack Russell Technologies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's our sponsor now. So it's amazing what we've achieved. And we're so grateful to Flash as well. So, and also we got our grant for next year from the Brighton Rainbow Fund. Again, thank you, Brighton Rainbow Fund.
Thank you, Rainbow Fund.
And that's going to help us next year, isn't it? So, David, can you tell our listeners what we're planning?
So we're going to have a little bit of a rebranding because our logo's getting a bit tired now because we've been, 8 years old now, the show?
A bit longer. Maybe.
So something that's uniquely identifiable. But also we want to go out and meet our audience in their natural habitat. Mm-hmm. It's an outreach exercise, so we can sort of go to places like the Worthing Hub or going to the Eastbourne Group or going to groups in London with a proper... recording equipment, not just our mobile phones, and then bringing those stories back to broadcast on the show. So not everybody can make it to Brighton, and we can only fit. This is about as many four people, about as much as you can get in this little studio.
Absolutely cramped.
It's not far off a broom cupboard, is it? The size of this place. So just being able to meet people and bring their stories back, I think would be great. Yeah. And also, so we can be present at places. At conferences, at international AIDS conferences, the British HIV Association, National HIV Nursing Association, all sorts of things.
Being more visible.
Be out there. Yeah, because so some of the great interviews we've done last year, and looking forward to from next year as well, I've been from health professionals. Yeah. So people are working on the front line, they see the data or they sometimes even before the data is published, they're aware of trends that are happening that our listeners, I'm sure, would love to hear about.
Yeah. But it's also, it's getting us more visible, like, and posters in the places that...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even flyers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shows us and and so people know that we're
A recognisable of slogan.
It has to have a nice logo that people recognise as ours.
Because can I just say, Joss, even locally, because I talk, you know, where I get a chance to talk, I'm also mentioning in the HIV, oh, I've never heard of that. And I'm giving them the details and they're tuning in for the very first time. And they're not far from Brighton. So, you know, and these are people living with HIV that maybe it could be another connection for them, another resource and another sort of, you know, where they feel sort of part of something. Mm. So And all those things you were saying, David, how do we get there? By doing those things. How do we connect to more people by doing some of those things you've just been talking about?
Meet them.
Exactly. Yeah. Get them in. Tell them about it.
I do have to say, you know, we are all volunteers. And we all have all other projects. So, so that's why this grant was really important because it gives us the money and the thing to do the things to get us more out there. And, you know, we have to thank our overseas listeners.
Because
our podcast, you know, we have listeners from around the world, so we do have to thank them for listening.
Thank you.
And that is a really important part of our show, actually, that everyone hears. You know, people contact us from around the world, and we want to hear more from around the world, because it's how other people are dealing with HIV.
Because there's not many shows like this, is it? Let's be absolutely honest.
No, there have been other HIV shows, but this is the longest running one that I'm aware of globally. There have been others in other parts of the world, don't ask me where, but they haven't lasted as long as this. I think, and well done, it's down to our listeners and our volunteers and our previous presenters as well that we've got to thank.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to get off your chest?
Chesticles. But no,
my chest is fine.
It's exciting. There's been so many. Also, can I just also add? There's been so many great things that have happened within HIV this year, and we just need to reiterate also what happened a few. I may have mentioned this on the last show, but I think it's worth giving it another mention, and because this is going to be instrumental next year for that 2030 goal. A few days before World AIDS Day, you know, we were hoping and we were praying that Rishi Sunak was going to put his hand in his purse. Well, not his purse.
His man bag.
Yeah. And get the money out. Get the money out to extend the opt-out testing.
Yes. Mm.
And let's just remind our listeners what opt-out testing is. So 15 months ago, this is all part of the 2030 goal. Mm-hmm. It was instrumented in about six A&Es. There was Brighton, London, Manchester and a couple of other ones. I can't remember, but there was about six. In the first 15 months of the rollout testing, so basically what rollout testing means in A&E, so if you go into A&E, they always do blood tests. So they will say to you, we're doing a HIV test, and you have to say, you know, you don't want to. So you have to opt out. So it's offered as whatever. In the first 15 months, we found just under 500 people living with bloodborne viruses that would not have normally gone in for a HIV test. Not only that, we found just under 300 people that had come out of care. So we re-engaged those people. Now, as we know, there is still a lot of stigma in healthcare, and you know, for whatever reason, these people had come out. We've been able to re-engage them in care, so that's a great thing. Okay, so what's happened now? The government have enrolled about, it's going to cost about £20 million, and we knew this was going to be a big ask. Rolled out to another 46 A&Es and high prevalent areas around the country. Now, I'm not a mathematician, so if you say another 15 months' time, times what we've more or less done already, and look of the amount of people, because it is working. Yeah. We've got the evidence to prove it works. So mm-hmm. that is a great thing within getting to that 2030 goal. Yeah. So, you know, and that just happened. And all HIV communities and organisations and charities are waving a flag because of that. There's something positive that's happened,
yeah.
which we weren't sure what was it was, wasn't going to happen. It's literally on a thingy. So I just want to share that
again. Yeah, good.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. No, it's great. Yeah. And that's going to progress next year.
Exactly.
So absolutely, yeah.
So we just have to explain this because last week you did an interview. So we're talking about Sue now. Sue did an interview with Philip Delaney, who's our new
Dehaney,
who's our new presenter. But you, during the Zoom meeting, you did a your cat got in. Your lovely cat was interrupted.
Yeah, Billy.
And I listened when I was editing the show. I kind of loved the little mixed bit where your cat was involved, and you meant to return the poser thing.
I thought I put it on pause when he was trying to attack a cat from the other side of the window.
Well, I just wanted the listeners to listen. I thought it's a shame you can't listen to this. So what I did was, I've done a little track for you, which I hope comes across well. So please,
we're all cat lovers, aren't we, guys?
So this is I called it Sue's Cat. So please have a listen. See what you think.
We were rolling here. It was hysterical.
I really wanted to. I thought, I've got to do something.
Oh, that was well done.
Because we didn't know. Josh didn't tell us that he was doing that. So it was a
Christmas number one.
It's out next week. Sue's cat's out next week.
I've got such a stubborn boy. I tell you, he would not move from that windowsill. And I thought I'd paused it. And I said, hang on a minute. I'm just going to pause as well. And I thought I didn't pause it. And I was like,
come on. Shoot.
Well done.
Yeah.
So that's out next year.
Too. Yeah.
On HIV record. HIV hour record.
Oh dear.
So anyway, that was a little interlude.
Silliness for us.
So we're coming to the end of the show, actually. So just can we go tell our listeners what's available around Christmas and when organisations are open and closed? And
Yeah, because we're going to take a little bit of a break after the show, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do some brainstorming and look at the upgrading the show.
So just obviously the Tone Signal Trust first. They're open until Friday, and then they're closed until the 2nd of January. But the local services, David, we were looking at this, weren't we?
Yeah, so the Claude Nicole Centre, which is the GUM centre, is closes on the 23rd of December, and it reopens again on Wednesday the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the New Year period, it closes on the 30th of December and reopens on the 2nd of January.
But you can call 111 if you are concerned about anything, if you have any questions, and if you, you know, if it's for PEP or anything like that, then, you know, go to your A&E if you have to. You know, it's better to be safe, you know. So and also the Terence Higgins Trust, and I'm sure a lot of these other organizations have their websites, and they're really informative. If you're stuck or if you've got a question about anything, you can see on there, you know, and hopefully something there will be able to answer your question.
Yeah, brilliant. Lunch Positive, I think you'd best to go on their website, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And Sussex Beacon, probably, if you need there. I don't know if they, Lunch Positive are doing anything over Christmas. I did look on their website, but...
I couldn't see anything.
No, maybe just check out their website, lunchpositive.org.uk. Anything else that needs to...
Yeah, just A&E, you know, if you're... If, you know, you've... And you... You know, that amazing work you're doing with spiking, you know. And as I was listening to your interview on the telly, you sort of said, the guy was asking you, what can people do? And I think one of the things you said, Stephen, is that if you think at all, if you... If anything, if you think you have done, just go straight to A&E. Would you just, you know, throughout this holiday period, if you're apart and you're not feeling well, just go straight to A&E? What would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, if you've got any concerns, if you are concerned in any way, you know, call 111 or go to A&E. Yeah. You know, as I say, it's better to waste a couple of hours. Yeah. You know, you know, just to make sure that everything's okay. But just have a safe and happy one, you know. Don't drink too much brandy or sherry or
Bailey's.
You'll get Bailey's sickness. It's not nice, but you know, just have fun, isn't it? It's you know and relax, put your feet up.
The positive one app as well. Have you been? Because just say thank you to them because they came on and that's out there as well. If you want to look on that as well. Positive Plus One app.
Plus One.
So they're going to come on next year as well again, just to update us. Any final messages before we go? We've got a couple of minutes before we go. David, any final thoughts? I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah. I mean, no, and just look after yourselves. As you say, take things gently, and if you. Sorry,
gone blank. It's gone blank.
Can I just say, because, you know, sometimes, and I speak to a lot of people, you know, I mean, this time last year I was doing, I was cooking Christmas dinner for a charity this time last year.
I did that a few years ago.
And you know what? Just because it's Christmas doesn't mean to say that you have to be joyous and happy and merry. Like, you know, do the festive season in any way you may feel comfortable. Don't feel so, because they're laughing and joking, I should be laughing and joking. Not at all, David.
No, so, if you want to have beans on toast, you just have beans on toast.
Put a bit of holly next to it, you know. Please don't put yourself under pressure, because we all don't celebrate it.
And the support out there, even over, you know.
Absolutely. You've got the Samaritans as well, Josh.
I don't know their number, of course,
it's a national,
You know, don't suffer in silence, I think.
No.
Absolutely.
If you're having a hard time.
And we'll be back next year. You're not going to escape from us. We will be back, and we've got lots of exciting things coming up. So it'll be a fun new year.
2024. Oh my god!
It's a leap year. We get an extra day as well.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we really appreciate people tuning in, don't we? And we do around the world. Yes. And in Brighton, of course.
Yeah.
And Hove.
All over.
Well, East Sussex actually. And
The seasonal holiday, whatever religion, you know,
greetings,
holiday time.
Celebrate or don't celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just have fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll finish. It's not a Christmas song, but it's a good disco hit. Young Hearts Run Free. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy Christmas.
Take care, everybody.
And we'll see you, you'll hear us next year.
Yeah. In 2024.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.